Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. Today, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Baratza, ours and your favorite coffee grinder company. If you head to the show notes, you can check the link for Baratza, baratza.com, and check out their grinders today. Now, today on the podcast, we are talking about what the Sydney coffee industry has learnt from the Delta variant of the COVID-19 outbreak. And let me tell you, friends, this has not been fun for our industry. So recently we had an emergency meeting of the Sydney Coffee Town Hall to discuss the lockdowns and their effect of the Delta variant on the Australian coffee industry. So there were people that were from Sydney, from Adelaide, I think, Queensland for sure, spread across. We also had some international guests. But the main thing we were looking at is how this lockdown that we're experiencing right now is very different to the last lockdown that we had. And let me tell you, friends, I learned a lot. I learned a lot because what it came to show me was the people who expected that because they experienced the lockdowns a certain way last time have come to notice that this time it's not necessarily the same thing. Now, the Delta variant, to give you some background, and there's a blog post that we just recently posted on our website, mapperforward.org/blog. And it talks about the Delta variant and what effect it's having here in Sydney. Now, for those who don't know, we're at the end of our third week, starting our fourth week of our very strict lockdowns here in Sydney. And for relatively most of the pandemic, Sydney was operating business as usual. I've been here now 6 months and I think I've worn a mask 3 times outside of this lockdown, which was very different to my life in San Diego and the pandemic that I experienced there. But what we found when we came together as a group in the Sydney Coffee Town Hall was that in the last lockdown that went for a few months, small businesses that adapted quickly found that there was a dip and then a surge in business. And there was a shift from coffee shops that were in the CBD or the downtown area of Sydney were decimated, completely obliterated. And, you know, some of those cafes were doing 150, 200 kilos of coffee a week. They went to nothing. Cafes that were in suburban areas in the last lockdown crushed it. Really, really great support from the local community. Now, fast forward to this lockdown, what you've started to see is that the same thing happened again. Cafes that had just started to come back in the city have gone into lockdown, utterly decimated, probably will never come back. Massively high rents, it's just not worth being there. And the likelihood of them ever opening their shops again is slight. Now, with the suburban cafes, what you've come to find is in this lockdown, people have reacted somewhat differently. Some suburban cafes have done really, really well. But people have adapted in this pandemic. So either they already had equipment that they had purchased in the last pandemic and they were ready to go when, not the last pandemic, the last lockdown, I mean, sorry. We're still in one very, very long pandemic. In the last lockdown, people bought equipment. They bought grinders. They bought brewing technology that they hadn't been exposed to before. And, you know, they got into the swing of making coffee at home. And this time, people are looking to save money more so than last time. And So what we think is happening is that people are ready for this lockdown. And Aussies are big coffee consumers, especially specialty coffee consumers. And so what they're doing is buying roasted coffee and brewing at home. And the net effect of that is they're not venturing out into their local areas anymore or their local cafes. We saw cafes that, and we heard in our Sydney Coffee Town Hall, cafes that were absolutely pumping during the last pandemic have now gotten rid of all of their staff and are operating on just two owners. And that's it. Now, this is a real dynamic shift from one lockdown to the next. And what we're learning here in Sydney, and now as Melbourne goes into yet another lockdown, which is their fifth lockdown, coffee small businesses and the workforce cannot survive on these opens and closes and opens and closes. Businesses will not weather this storm if they haven't got into a new groove with regards to adapting to an online business, etc., etc. And as we spoke about in the last episode, future-proofing your business, this is a part of it. Disruption in business is just going to be a thing in the future. And you being able to prepare for that so that you can pivot on a moment's notice, no matter what happens, whether it's a pandemic or whether it's a fucking asteroid, I don't know. But it just seems like everything's open for business now. Anything could happen. But I encourage you to learn from what we're experiencing here in Sydney. People are tired. And by people, I mean consumers. Consumers are tired. Consumers are considering that they just don't have much left to give. So in this lockdown, people just laying low, staying home, and as much as they want to help small businesses, there's a lot less of that around. And people are wondering how long this could actually go on. If this lockdown goes as long as some people are predicting, we could be here till Christmas. Now, we hope that doesn't happen. But just because we come out of this lockdown, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen again. This Delta variant is not fucking around. It's hospitalizing 1 in 10 people. So I really hope that this doesn't become a problem in your local area or in your city or in your country. But the likelihood is that it will. Please check out that blog post and consider how it is also affecting and will continue to affect countries and communities that have lower socioeconomic standards than richer countries. And this is going to be a problem for our industry long term. I hope that you this has given you something to think about. It really is quite an important thing for us to ponder. And please learn from what we're learning here in Sydney. This is not going to be the same if you experience a lockdown for a second time round in your community. Peace, love and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. We hope you enjoyed this episode, friends, and thanks for tuning in. If you did enjoy it, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast and rate and review. Yes, it really does help if you rate and review this podcast. Also, please share this episode with your friends in the coffee industry. Thanks to our episode sponsor, Baratza. Head to baratza.com and pick up your grinder today. This podcast is produced by Map It Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Run, 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 written and performed by myself, Lee Safar, and produced by Evolutionary Theory. For more information on Map It Forward, head to mapitforward.org. Till our next episode, peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.